Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Bromfin.
I'm really, really excited here. This is the first time we've ever done this. We're calling this Out of the Weeds. We're going to interview and ask questions. We're starting all these different interview series, but we have Michelle and Mariah here from Savage Fine Goods. Savage Goods. I don't know why I inserted the word fine. I shouldn't have done that. I knew it was fine, but Savage Goods out in El Paso, Texas. And they're going to just kind of share a little couple of things with you, some of the experiences that we've had together and how it's helped them a little bit, how we got them maybe out of the weeds. But more than anything, I am so deeply touched and appreciative for both of you to come on here today. Welcome. And again, thank you. And sorry for the awkward start there. So can one of you tell us a little bit about your restaurant and what you guys do there and what makes your place so awesome?
Yeah, so we have an all-day cafe, like you said, here in El Paso. And we originally started in 2013 as a home bakery and a farmer's market stand. And we did it that way for about 4 years. Mariah's our baker and she was baking cakes. We were frying donuts in this commercial fryer connected. We had to rig up these extension cords across the kitchen. And donuts really took off. So that's something that we still incorporate today. But then in 2017, we opened our brick and mortar here. So we did the home bakery for about 4 years, and now we've been doing this just over three here at the cafe. In pre-COVID times, we were open 7 to 10 every day, 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. all day, breakfast, lunch, baked goods, live music, beer and wine. Things are a little bit different right now, but that's the concept, this community gathering neighborhood space. We're in the middle of a downtown neighborhood here, so it's got a really fun feel.
Awesome. Awesome. And how did you guys first find out about me? I'm always curious.
Well, we were actually looking for an inventory system. We had been working with a few, we had tried a few different ones, and they were all unbelievably intricate and detailed. And we would spend weeks and weeks and weeks inputting every recipe down to the gram, and then it just was never sustainable. And so our third business partner actually found Bacon and was like, guys, it's simple and we never have to do inventory.
Yeah, that's a big thing. When you said you're looking for inventory, I'm like, I'm the like antithesis of
yeah. We didn't actually know what we were looking for. Anyways, and so we started using Bacon, and that's how we found, you know, the Restaurant Boss and all the videos and everything, and really have felt like it's been such a valuable resource, especially through this last year.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate that and glad to help. What when you were searching, I'm always curious, we find people might be looking for different things or feeling different things. Like what were you feeling maybe when you were searching for different stuff, and like when just what the business looked like? What were you going through there? Sorry.
Well, you know, it's so interesting to look back a year ago. A year ago, it felt like everything was constantly on the brink of falling apart. We had, you know, when we opened to a line out the door. People were excited. We had built this cool community following. But then it was like we left the first day after opening and realized, oh, no, we have to now run this every day for the rest of our lives. And we don't know what we're doing. And so we felt like the business side, the numbers and, you know, the metrics and how to have any control was just beyond us. And so when we found Bacon, we were just looking for a way to understand, why are we always busy? We're working 100 hours a week and we're hemorrhaging money. How can that be possible? And so at the time, we were just using our P&L statements to know what was happening, but they came 15 days into the next month. And so by the time we had any information, we were generally a month too late to do anything about it. And so we were always one step behind. And so with Bacon, we've really loved it's in real time. We can see what's happening. We can make small adjustments and see the impact of those in real time instead of waiting for a month to realize, if we tweak it in it, but, you know, not actually knowing if it's making any impact.
And I don't have it written down in front of me, but I remember when we talked. There we go. We're getting a Facebook error again. Oh, I think it's okay. We're good. It's only giving us an error on one of the live streams. We're all good here. there was a very specific number or a feeling or something. Again, I don't have it written down, but I remember, like, I really, when I heard that, I was like, we have to have you as our first guest on this show. Like, what changed for you in that period of time? I remember we talked, it was probably almost a year ago now, maybe 10 months ago. It was right after COVID first hit. And then we talked again about a month ago. And I remember when I got on the phone, I was like, whoa, like all of that happened for you. Tell us a little bit about kind of what that was.
Well, we really took the opportunity when we closed for COVID to go through the restaurant owner's roadmap, and took that time to reevaluate everything, and laid out that massive action plan that you talk about in there and set out some goals, very specific ones. So when we reopened in June, we weren't just reopening, we were had really restructured our entire company and had very specific goals, monthly, like monthly and yearly goals from there. That was the biggest change, I think. Pre-COVID, we were looking at prime costs of like
85, 90%,
and just had no idea how to even address it. Because like Michelle said, we didn't get those numbers until a month later. And so we started up with bacon when we reopened in June. And I think those numbers every month or every week, plus this massive action plan, it just gave us a sense of some direction, somewhere to go to address how much we were working, how much we were spending. We addressed like roles in our company and with our team. And even today, we're still working on getting all of that going, like checklists and training guides. That's we're still working on it, but it's also a long-term process. So that was really the biggest change for us over the last year. And we've sort of gotten a handle on things and don't feel quite so much like it is on the brink of falling apart all the time.
And where do you think, maybe I missed it, I was with the warnings and everything, but where do you think your prime cost is running roughly now? Or with bacon, what's your recollection? I remember it was a massive change when you told me.
Yeah, year to date for 2021, we're at 57%. I think we ended 2020 at around 59.
So we went from an 80%-ish prime cost down to a 57% prime cost. And that was the year to date?
Yeah.
That's insane. And I mean, that's really, the goal is to get under 60%. I just, again, I forgot the specific numbers, but I remember when we hopped on the phone here a couple of months ago, I was just like, oh my gosh, we've got to share. So how do you think, like, okay, you mentioned systems, you mentioned processes, procedures. You mentioned the simplicity of bacon and all the timing and everything, but what can you contribute or what can you attribute to making this change for you? Like, what can people take away from here today if they're struggling, if they either don't know what their costs are or they know their costs are high? Like, it's a massive change in a very short period of time.
I think part of the problem was, and I don't know if this is common for restaurant owners in general, but we were very good at the people side and the food side, but we just didn't really have any training in the business side. And so I remember sitting down and listening to the first day of the restaurant owner's roadmap and feeling for really the first time like, oh, we're not crazy. Oh, this is a normal experience. And just like cautiously 1% hopeful that it could be different. I kind of felt like this is just what running a restaurant is. Everyone we know who runs a restaurant is also running crazy and, you know, ready to rip their hair out and says it's the worst thing. So this just must be restaurant ownership. And hearing like, no, it can be different and this is how, just laid out this plan for us. And I think having that, I mean, literally a roadmap for, okay, work on this first, then work on this, and then work on this. And all you need systems. Well, you need these specific kind of systems. We were trying to create systems and we were trying to do our own thing, but we were creating it from nothing. And so to have someone with experience actually say like, no, just focus on these things and then you'll be fine. It simplified it so much and it made it attainable and doable. It really gave us like a checklist to just be working our way through, which was invaluable. I mean, it truly changed the way we do business completely. I mean, beforehand, we're family. So Mariah and I are sister-in-laws, and our third partner is my husband, her brother. We were destroying those family relationships. We had so much employee burnout. We had unbelievable turnover, and we were losing a bunch of money. And from the outside, it looked like an incredibly successful business. But on the inside, we were really crumbling.
We, unfortunately, we hear that a lot. I see people who even sometimes they may think that their answer is opening up a second location because they have all these dollars coming in. And they're like, well, we're just not making any money, so we just need more dollars coming in. So they'll open up another one. Or a lot of times I'll have restaurant owners that compare themselves to other restaurants. They'll say, look how busy that restaurant is. I'm like, but just because they're busy, in the speaking profession, there's an expression of never compare someone else's front stage to your backstage. Like sometimes we'll see a speaker on stage and they're super polished and they deliver everything perfectly. They don't mess up Facebook Live like I did and all this other stuff, right? So you're in awe of them. But then we don't know what their business looks like on the back end. And so it sounds like that's what you were experiencing was, you know, a steady flow of customers, people that loved your product, people that were spending the right amount of money and coming in often and all that other stuff, and the dollars are coming in, but where's it going?
Yeah.
And at an 80% prime cost, we know where it's going.
Yeah.
So, or for those of you who don't know, prime cost, total cost of goods sold plus total labor, the most important number you can measure in your restaurant, and check out any of the free videos we have on our YouTube channel or back at the website. But really quick, I don't want to take too much more of your time. What are you guys most excited about?
Well, I think we're excited. I mean, we're super grateful to have made it through COVID and to be coming out the other side. That's not the case for everyone. So I just think we're incredibly humbled and grateful to still be here. And I don't know, you can answer too, but I feel super excited that it's not, reopening won't look like how it was before. We're going to have some freedom and some more control, and you know, like we aren't going to be running ourselves into the ground anymore. And so I think we're just really excited to see people back in the space, to go back to that community gathering place, but not killing ourselves to do it. It just feels, we talked about opening this restaurant to build the life that we love and to provide something amazing for this community. And we need to do that without killing ourselves. And that feels hopeful and possible now.
Awesome. Awesome. Amazing. Thank you so much for sharing. Any closing words or anything else that we didn't cover here?
No, I mean, I think we're really grateful for everything you're doing for the roadmap for Bacon. It truly has changed the way we do business substantially. And just thank you for all of that. It's been really helpful.
My gosh. Thank you and congratulations. And I'm always so honored and humbled to have the time to do this and to help out. And it's such a privilege. So thank you. As you guys know, if there's ever anything I can do to help you, let me know. And again, thank you so much for sharing here. Thank you so much for sharing.
Hey, did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep. No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort, and you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gronfin. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.